Welcome to the BioPsych Metabolites webinar, which will tell you how to search for metabolites in BioPsych and how to interpret BioPsych metabolite pages. Let's begin with a quick search on the compound L-arginine in EcoPsych, which, as you can see, is our currently selected database. Now, if we scroll down to the compounds section of the results shown here, we can see that quite a few compounds contain that string in their name. Let's click on the one that we want, L-arginine. We're now on the metabolite or compound page for L-arginine, and the page is telling us that we're in the EcoPsych database, that this is the primary name for the metabolite. And the page lists various synonyms. We, as usual, include as many as we can so different people can find the compound by as many names as possible. The superclasses or classification section of the page lists the ontology classes under which the compound is classified. If we click on those classes, we'll see other compounds in the same class. This component section tells us that arginine is a ligand for several E. coli proteins, which we could click on to see their pages. We see the chemical structure of arginine, its chemical formula, molecular weight, and monoisotopic molecular weight. The page also contains two textual encodings of the chemical structure, the SMILES and the INCHI strings. pKa values and Gibbs free energy values are available for some metabolites. Some of these values are calculated values using various different software packages. Unification links, of course, link to this same metabolite in other web accessible databases. The next section of the page shows reactions that act on this metabolite, organized both by their directionality and by the pathway that contains them, if any. So we start with reactions that consume the compound, and then we have reactions that produce the compound. And this reaction is not, or a number of these reactions are not parts of pathways, whereas other reactions are parts of pathways. Then there's a section of reactions that both consume and produce the pathway, and there are transport reactions as well that operate on this metabolite. The page also lists enzymes that are inhibited by this compound in this section. It lists growth media in EcoPsych that contain this metabolite, and it lists transcription units that are regulated by proteins that bind this metabolite as a ligand. Now, on the right side of the window are some commands that operate on metabolites in this right sidebar menu. So if, for example, we wanted to see this metabolite in the cellular overview, we could click here. We can also show this same compound in another database that we'll select. Let's show the compound in the MetaPsych database. And one reason for wanting to do that is that we can see the larger set of reactions and pathways that operate on this compound across all domains of life. Previously, when we were looking at the EcoPsych page for the compound, we saw only E. coli reactions that act on this metabolite. Here we're seeing reactions from all domains of life. But let's go back now to the E. coli page. We'll go to the top of the page. And I want to show you some additional search menus, search commands that are available under the Search Compounds menu. In general, these commands let us do a wider set of metabolite searches than a simple quick search lets us do. For example, we can search for metabolites by entering one or more monoisotopic molecular weights. And I'm going to cut and paste two different molecular weights here. Let's put them make them one per line, and then we'll click, we scroll down a little bit, there's a submit query button that's a little off the screen, and here's our result, and we can see that in this resulting table, the monoisotopic molecular weight of the matching compound is shown here. So you can see these fall into two groups, those that match the first monoisotopic weight that I entered, and those that match the second. And you can click through on these metabolite names to go to those metabolite pages. Now let's go back to our search page, and I'll show you two other search options. One is to search by a full or partial chemical formula. You can select partial match versus exact match here. And when we're doing a partial match, if I type C12N, this will retrieve all compounds that have exactly 12 carbons and have one or more nitrogens and possibly other elements. That's why it's called a partial match. If we did an exact match, it would have to have exactly 12 carbons and one nitrogen. So let's submit that query and we'll see our result. And let's go back and let's try the SMILES search. SMILES is an ASCII notation for entering chemical substructures. And so if I enter this string, this will match any compound that contains 7 single bonded carbons in a linear chain where the last carbon has a double bond to an oxygen. Let's submit that one, and there's our result. And you can, as this page showed, you can learn more about the SMILES notation by reading this introduction to the SMILES language.